It constantly amazes me that good questions lead so naturally to good answers, and that beautiful questions lead to even better answers. Each time we open ourselves to the things we don't know, we've opened the doors to discovery and wonder and greater understanding. I'm Scott Lennox, and you're listening to The Beautiful Question, a consideration of things that matter every day. In one of the earliest episodes, I shared that there's only one magnet on the door of my refrigerator. Since that time, I've left it right where it is. It simply says, "You always know." In this week's episode, we'll lean into those three simple words and consider some of their deep and far-reaching implications. Stay with me. In an episode 5 years ago, I talked about a refrigerator magnet someone sent me as a gift. As I said then, I'm not ordinarily given to such things, yet I carefully placed this one at eye level on the door of my refrigerator. It's been there ever since, reminding me of one of the deepest truths I'm aware of. As I shared in that podcast, each time I see it, I ask myself what it is that I know, but may not be consciously aware of or admitting to myself. Though the things we know may be parked somewhere in the back of our conscious awareness, they're nonetheless true and worthy of our reflection and investigation. Meditating on this over the years, I've written down some of what's come to me. This week, I'd like to share that with you in the hopes that it will spur your consideration and perhaps new and useful awareness. Here are some of the things on my list. You always know that you are sacred, that across all of space and time, you are a one-of-a-kind and irreplaceable. You always know at least some of the implications that come with that awareness of your sacredness. You always know yourself deeply and accurately from the inside out. You always know that you are valuable beyond measure. You always know what you believe and what you don't. You always know what you stand for and what your values are. You always know what is right for you and what isn't. You always know when you've crossed your own line and need to back up or make changes or corrections. You always know when you're in resonance with yourself and when you're out of resonance. You always know when a relationship is right for you and when a relationship isn't right for you. You always know the foods that will nourish and heal you, and you know the ones to avoid or minimize. You always know how much sleep is right for you, and you know when you're becoming imbalanced because you're not getting enough sleep or you're getting too much of it. You always know when you're lying to yourself or someone else. If you work for a company or an organization, you always know whether or not their policies align with your own values. You always know when you're burying or stuffing anger, fear or frustration or resentment, instead of dealing with them or releasing them. You always know when you've allowed yourself to become too isolated from other people and what that isolation is costing you. You always know when you are socially oversaturated and when to take a break and spend more time with yourself. You'll always know whether or not you're using something or someone addictively. You always know the many gifts you've been given. You always know your own limitations and your shortcomings and where you can grow. You always know your strengths and abilities and talents and inner resources. You always know when you're about to have one drink too many, and you know when and how to stop. You always know when you're giving in to something that isn't healthy or right for you, and you know what to do instead. You always know where and when and how to speak up for yourself. You always know how to listen more deeply, including listening to yourself. You always know your deepest dreams and aspirations, and you know at least some of the steps you can take to help you reach them. You always know when you're too hungry, too angry, too lonely, or too tired. You always know when to stop and rest, and when to get moving. You always know when it's time to step away from something or someone, whatever the reason. You always know when it's time to step a little closer. You always know the people you are connected to so strongly that the bond cannot be broken by space or time or distance. You always know your own truth. You always know your own truest nature. And you know that this list is only a beginning. This week's beautiful questions are crafted to help you lean into and accept what you know to be true for you. You don't have to strain as you ponder. You already know the answers. Question 1. What are some of the most important things you know to be true for and about you? Let me ask that again. What are some of the most important things you know to be true for and about you? Question 2. What happens and what personal freedoms arise when you stand on the strong foundation of your inner knowing without compromises or negotiation? Again, what happens and what personal freedoms arise when you stand on the strong foundation of your inner knowing without compromises or negotiation? And finally, question 3. What happens when you accept all that you know as true and live from the heart of that awareness? Again, what happens when you accept all that you know as true and live from the heart of that awareness? I'd love to hear your answers. After you've considered them, write and tell me. I'm listening. As I say each time, my light with your light. I'm happy we can engage this way as we consider things that matter and what to do about them. If nothing else, I hope you feel inspired to look more deeply at ways of caring for yourself. You can be further inspired by visiting my friends at Cosmos Journal. That's K-O-S-M-O-S Journal. Their mission is to inform, inspire, and engage global transformation in harmony with all life. You can easily find them online at cosmosjournal.org. And at thebeautifulquestion.com, you can read the illustrated transcript of each podcast as you listen. We've also included an archive of all previous podcasts, including guided relaxation audios that can help you practice letting go on a daily basis. If you find these podcasts useful, I encourage you to share them and tell others about them. That's a great way of helping me get a voice of calm and collaboration and balance and encouragement out into the world. It's a great way of spreading peace. I'm Scott Lennox, and this has been The Beautiful Question. The Beautiful Question is a One Light production, written, produced, and engineered by Scott Lennox at Heart Rock Studios in Fort Worth, Texas, as a way of paying forward to life, being fully present, becoming better engaged with things that truly matter in a complex world, and committing to a healthier future for all of us.